This is Tech on the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Ben Johnson. On the list of major tech companies announcing latest earnings this week, Apple, Facebook, and eBay, to name a few, the number of companies listed that are led by a woman, zero. It's no secret that being a woman in Silicon Valley can be a challenge, and recently a group of women provided another reminder of this fact. The Elephant in the Valley survey asked over 200 women who have been working in the tech sector to share their experiences. One of the people who put it together is independent investor Trey Vassallo, who spent 10 years at the firm Kleiner Perkins.
So the impetus for the survey was the Ellen Pao trial last year, where I was subpoenaed to testify, and I had to very publicly talk about a sexual harassment experience. And what absolutely shocked me was the outpouring of support that I got from so many women.
Vassallo is a supporter of the industry. She wants to help by giving women a place to share their stories. Catherine Rampell wrote about this for the Washington Post. Catherine, this survey resonated with you. How come?
The survey included questions along the lines of, have you ever gotten feedback that you were too aggressive? And 84% of respondents said yes, they had.
Wow.
Then there was another question that said, have you ever been told that you were too quiet? And yet, lo and behold, 53% said that they had.
So there's quite a bit of overlap there.
It was something that very much resonated with me because I know I and many other professional women have also faced this sort of double bind, if you will.
This survey was taken by a lot of people who have sort of risen through the ranks.
These are the successful women. You can only imagine how many women had fallen off of that pipeline.
Right.
In my experience and in talking with other women, women are subjected to these very unobtainable standards. I'm not in the tech sector. I'm a journalist. And I've gotten similar commentary. A few years ago, I was at a work event. I met, I would say, middle-aged journalist, who's a man, who felt comfortable enough to comment that I was lucky, I should consider myself lucky, because he thought I was pretty but not too beautiful.
Oof.
And therefore, I would go far. I don't know if he meant it as a compliment or an insult, but either way, it was not at all appropriate.
Right.
And very much sends the wrong message. It's this, you know, this idea of implicit bias that people kind of don't realize that they're making the judgments they make. So you kind of need to talk about it a little bit more so that people can be more conscious of it and self-correct.
Catherine Rampell is an opinion writer for The Washington Post. Catherine, thank you very much.
Thank you.